This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We'll be right up. Well, I'm sort of getting ahead of myself here. Let me slow down. Joining us now from the nice dry air of Arizona is a writer who more people read his stuff than anybody else on the Internet, in the gun culture part of it anyway, and that would be young Dean Weingarten. How you doing, sir?
I am doing well, Bill, and I am glad to be here today.
I am glad to be here too, Dean. Very glad. So, I had a conversation the other day, and I thought of you while I was having the conversation. I spoke to South Carolina State Senator Rex Rice about this ongoing open carry, constitutional carry thing that's going on right now. It was a very interesting conversation.
Well, I expect it would be. I spoke with Senator Rice as well, and he seemed a very knowledgeable gentleman who understood what was going on and was committed to getting constitutional carry passed in South Carolina if they can do it. They'd like to do it this year. But they also are committed to get an open carry passed if they can't get the whole nine yards, as they say.
Right. So, the problem with that, Dean, and I told him the problem with this, too, and I'm trying to get him to come on local radio so we can have a little discussion about Mr. Senator Rankin. Is that the Republicans control everything. There should be no reason not to get what they want.
Well, yes, but look at it this way. There should have been no reason why President Trump didn't get his full set of reforms through in the first 2 years of his presidency either, if we say that Republicans were a unified force and they should do what is right. But unfortunately, there are a lot of Republicans in name only, who seem to put the preferences of globalist oligarchs ahead of the American people.
Yeah, that there is that as well, and I suspect that within my state government, there's probably a little, a small percent, in its own small way, there's a lot of what we would see coming out of the House, although the House did eventually get some stuff out there. But
they did, and they lost a lot of Republicans who have to wonder why they chose to leave at that time. Now, in South Carolina, I'm not so sure it's what we might call international, one world globalists, whatever you want to call them, people who want a world government to prevent nations from following their own best interests.
Right.
And but in South Carolina, I just think you have some people who've been in the legislature for a very long time. And when you've been in a legislature for a very long time, you start to think that you're, two or three cuts above the average guy. And, you know, what you think is a lot more important. And, you know, maybe it's not such a good idea to just have any old person out there being able to carry a gun. You know, maybe you want the police to check them out really good first before that happens. And so it's just part of this groupthink that you get in a group of individuals that can lay some claim to being elite in one way or another. And it's pretty common in just about any profession. And so that's what I think is going on in South Carolina. You've got people who've been there a long time. And, you know, they really don't think that ordinary people should have very much power.
Yeah. Normal people.
Yeah. You know, people who, you know, don't have a couple of vacation homes and don't talk to, you know, those in power on a regular basis and firsthand and up close and personal. But
now, the members of the General Assembly, and those things have changed drastically, they're not getting rich being members of the General Assembly. I think they, the rank and file might make $11,000 a year for what they do, and the members in leadership might make $12,000. So they're not getting, they do enjoy power, though.
Yes.
They do enjoy power. They do have people, companies that pay them for being where they're at.
I think so. And I think this is a strong positive thing in our republic that most state legislators don't get rich in office. I mean, in most states. Now you got states that are exception to this, like, say, New York or California.
Yeah.
Or Illinois.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, and in those states, you know, the legislators bear much closer resemblance to the Congress.
Well, they make a lot more money than Congress in some cases.
Some cases they do.
Yeah.
This is correct. So, in South Carolina, fortunately, their representatives and senators are much closer to the people in general. But the senators are stay in office longer, and they have a bit more power, and, you know, they clearly think of themselves, and they are a more elite group, so they're subject to the problems associated with being in a self-declared elite. And that's what I think is happening in South Carolina. I think both bills have a chance of passage, both constitutional carry and open carry. I would, right now, if I had to put money on it, I'd say open carry is better than an even chance of passage, and constitutional carry maybe a little less. It all depends on how active people are in supporting those bills. The more phone calls they receive and emails, the more likely constitutional carry is to pass. If Texas steps up to the plate and passes constitutional carry in the next couple of days, then that could have an influence on South Carolina.
Yep.
Or it could be vice versa. We don't know which one will be heard first for certain.
We'll see. We'll see. I just found that interesting. When I was speaking with him yesterday, I
was fairly impressed. He seemed like a pretty good guy.
Yeah. And he replaced a real turncoat.
Well, I think Senator Larry Martin sort of fell into that trap of, you know, taking himself a little bit too seriously after he'd been in for 15 or 20 years.
I don't know what his problem was, to be honest with you. I mean, I tried, like, he would tell me things like that the cops won't be able to tell the criminals from the good guys. And I said, yeah, they will, because only less than 2% of any criminals carry holsters.
Yeah, you're right.
They can't, you know, if you got a form-fitted holster and you throw the gun aside and you're like, nope, that wasn't mine. Oh, well, look at here. It fits in this holster you got on. That sort of gives it away.
Yeah, just by having a holster. Well, you got a holster there. Did you have a gun in it? Well, no, I just carry this empty holster around.
Yeah, that too. Coming up on the first break, we'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We are speaking with, Dean Weingarten. And I'm getting all kind of grimy here in the throat. Where would you like to go next, sir?
Well, I'd like to ask just a quick question is whether Senator Rice mentioned that whether the debate would be this week, Wednesday, Thursday, or later. And because I got a little tip from a good source saying that the Texas debate and vote would likely come today or tomorrow.
He told me that they were debating it as this week.
Okay, so they're right.
You get too much in
right
a day. Yeah.
So they might be right coincident with each other. Well, I'd like to talk about an event that happened in March, March 20th in Florida, and they had another gun turn-in event. And I've gotten to become rather fond of these gun turn-in events because they're really a great fun for the people that can participate who are supporters of the Second Amendment. You see a lot of interesting old guns, and in most states, there's no problem with making offers on those guns at prices that are a little bit more than whoever is trying to destroy them will pay. And some people get some pretty good deals. And unfortunately, in this event in Florida, in Pensacola, and I missed it, I have to admit, I missed it at first. It was an old military rifle that was turned in, and I thought it was one of the Italian Carcanos. The magazine looked like a Carcano magazine to me, and I just jumped to the wrong assumption. But somebody with a better eye said it was an extremely rare KAR-1888, a carbine of the 1888 version of Mauser. And they're not very common, and they run a couple $1,000 a piece, and somebody probably got, $100 for it, something like that.
Right.
When they turned it in. So, unfortunately, there's a bit of history that probably got chopped up if it didn't somehow get intercepted on the way to destruction. But one of the lovely things that happened at that turn-in was that somebody turned in, they were going to turn in, I should say, three homemade slam-fire shotguns. And it's you can make these slam fire shotguns for about $20 in materials, maybe a little less. It depends how fancy you want to get. And it's just one piece of galvanized pipe attached to a piece of wood, so you have a handle, or a stock, as it would be called. And then another piece that is the right inside diameter for a 12-gauge shell. I think it's a 5/8 inch. Might be a half inch, might be half inch nominal. The nominal sizes are actually quite a bit smaller than the actual. And it's very easy to make these slam fire shotguns. They're made all over the world, and people use them all over the world. And he made three of them, and he took them in, and the police checked them and said, yeah, they're functional, they'll work, and approved them to be paid for. But by the time he got up to where they were making the payments, all the money had run out. And it had run out in like 47 minutes from the start of the supposed turn-in. So it didn't last very long. It was kind of fun while it lasted. And it just shows that really these events are meant to be propaganda. They're street theater. They're theater to show guns are bad. Turn them into the police. But they backfire because you have private parties showing up willing to pay more money, and that sends the message guns are good. They're worth money. And it shows, how silly the whole thing is. These guns that they buy up are a tiny little fraction of 1% of the guns that are made. In fact, what they buy on one day is probably 50 times as many sold on the same day. And, of course, the manufacturers love this because the more guns you buy up and destroy, the more demand there is for new guns. So they're funny events. They make no sense except as propaganda, and they're failing miserably at that.
Excuse me.
So that was an event worth talking about, I thought. And then the other thing that I wouldn't mind talking about is the debate that occurred about the Texas constitutional carry bill. And I didn't watch all of it. It was not really a debate. It was testimony given by invited speakers and the public. I watched a good chunk of it. I'd say more than half, probably. And it was about 10 hours of testimony. But one of the people giving testimony was Andy Turner, who's legislative director for the Texas State Rifle Association. And one of the senators, Senator Eddie Lucio, he's a Democrat. He represents a district over on the Rio Grande Valley. And Andy said that we need to restore our right to bear arms, he took exception to that. And he said, when did we lose the right to bear arms? He said, we never lost the right to bear arms. But he hasn't studied history as much as I have, apparently, or he should have at least read my articles. You'd think that'd be the least he could do. But anyway, he didn't. But if you look at the history, we know exactly when the right of Texans to keep and bear arms was taken away. It was on July 5th, 1869, when the Texans Constitution of 1869 was ratified. And the right to bear all arms was taken away then, and the right to bear long guns was restored about 7 years later in 15 February 1876, but the right to bear handguns was not restored. And the way this happened...
Well, I'll tell you what, hang on for me, we're coming up on the break. I want to hear this. I saw this article. This is one I hoped you would talk about. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is defending his call to raise the corporate tax rate to pay for a massive infrastructure plan he has put before Congress.
What's going to grow America more? The super wealthy having to pay 3.9% less tax, or have an entire generation having associate degrees?
The president speaking at the White House. Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is no fan of that package, saying it's way too broad.
What we're willing to do, I say we, the Republicans are willing to do, is to talk to the administration about an infrastructure package that's really about infrastructure.
Stocks are mixed, but the Dow setting a new record on Wednesday at the close. The Dow was up 97 points to finish at 34,230. The S&P gaining 3, while the NASDAQ losing 51. USA Radio News. A Nashville, Tennessee police officer was shot late Tuesday night after being set up by an attacker. That's according to authorities. Officer Brian Sherman, a 2-year veteran of the Nashville Police Department, was responding to a call that there was an active shooter when he was hit by gunfire. 3 other officers responded to the house when they were almost immediately hit by gunfire. Sherman was hit by a bullet in the upper arm. Betsy Smith is the National Police Association spokeswoman. She tells Fox News these attacks on police officers has to stop.
We've got police officers leaving. We've got a vilification of law enforcement from our politicians, from our media. And so law enforcement officers, they're either leaving the profession or they're engaging in what we call de-policing,
right,
where they're not really getting involved until they absolutely have to.
Exercise company Peloton is voluntarily recalling its Tread and Tread Plus treadmills over safety concerns. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Excuse me. This is Lock and Load. Goodness. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Dean Weingarten, and I just had to interrupt you, so please pick it up where you were at, because this I definitely want to hear about.
Well, very good, because Texas is one of a few states that started out as an independent nation and then joined the United States. And in the case of Texas, the way that it became an independent nation was very similar to the American Revolution. The American Declaration of Independence occurred in 1776. And about 60 years later, Santa Anna and a new Mexican government assumed absolute power and overthrew the existing liberal constitution of Mexico. Well, several Mexican states, including Texas, decided that they wanted to maintain their rights, and they decided to fight. And as the with the United States, very similarly, the initial skirmish in the attempt to become an independent state was because the Mexican government tried to confiscate weapons, particularly a cannon, at the city of Gonzales in Texas. And that skirmish was settled in for the Texicans at the time, they called themselves. And Texas eventually became successful in its bid for independence, and it wrote its first constitution in 1836. Now, the Texas Constitution of 1836 had a strong right. Actually, it had strong right to keep and bear arms protections, more than one. And it came directly from the recent experience of the necessity of arms for defense of self and the Texas state and community. There were numerous skirmishes with different tribes at the same period. And from the 1836 Declaration of Rights, I quote, "Every citizen shall have the right to bear arms in defense of himself and the Republic. The military shall at all times and in all cases be subordinate to the civil power." Now, Texans knew that they needed help if they were going to fight off Mexico continuously. Mexico was bigger, had a bigger population, and they feared that Mexico might attempt to retake Texas. In 1845, Texas voluntarily joined the United States. And when they did so, Texans approved of a new state constitution. And it contained a very strong right to keep and bear arms provision. And the Texas Constitution of 1845 is considered one of the best that was ever written. So here are the words of the 1845 Texas Constitution about the right to bear arms. "Every citizen shall have the right to keep and bear arms in lawful defense of himself or the state." And the right to arms was considered very strong in Texas. It was so strong that the Texas Supreme Court heard a case, it's called Cockrum versus State, in 1859. And in that opinion, they said that the right of a citizen in lawful defense of himself or the state is absolute. And they were talking about the right to carry a bowie knife in that particular case. Well, unfortunately, Texas joined the Confederacy in 1860. And the Confederacy lost the war. I think everybody understands that. Texas created a new constitution in 1866. The new constitution eliminated slavery and repudiated the ordinance of secession. It was created to regain entry to the Union. And the Constitution of 1866 kept the right to keep and bear arms. Now here's, it's the same as it was in the Constitution of 1845. Here it is. "Every citizen shall have the right to keep and bear arms in lawful defense of himself or the state." But with the assassination of Lincoln, the radical Republicans gained control of the Congress, and they had Union troops enforcing Reconstruction throughout the South. And the radical Republicans were not satisfied with the Constitution of 1866. So they called a new convention and stacked with their own people, and they created a new Texas Constitution in 1869. And the 1869 Texas Constitution gutted the right to keep and bear arms. The version that they included was not really a right. It was just sort of a mention. Here's what it said. "Every person shall have the right to keep and bear arms in the lawful defense of himself or the state under such regulations as the legislature may prescribe." Now, that's not a right. That's just saying that the legislature can write laws to violate your rights. Well, it wasn't popular. And in the contentious elections of 1872 and 1873, Texas voted out the carpetbagger government, as it was known. In fact, the governor begged for federal troops to support him, but no federal troops were sent. And he actually escaped the governor's mansion as a spontaneously organized militia of armed citizens threatened to throw him out. So that was pretty much the end of Reconstruction. The Texas legislature approved of a new constitution in 1876. But the Democrats, who were in charge at that point, they appeared to kind of have liked the ability to disarm former slaves and anybody else who was out of favor with the local authorities. They did not restore the right to arms of the 1845 and 1866 constitutions. They modified it. And here's what they wrote into the Constitution of 1876. Every citizen shall have the right to keep and bear arms in the lawful defense of himself or the state, but the legislature shall have power to regulate the wearing of arms with a view to prevent crime. Well, you can see what this does. It restores the right to bear long arms because you don't wear long arms. But it kept the, it did not restore, I should say, the right to wear bearable arms or wearable arms such as pistols and knives. That remained lost, and it remains lost in Texas to this day.
Let me get you to hang on right there. We're coming up on the next break. I haven't been telling anybody where to find your stuff, so I need to do that. Dean, of course, you can find well over 1,700 articles. It's got to be closer to 1,800 now. All of them waiting for you at amaland.com, the biggest gun website on the planet. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, aeroprecisionusa.com. We are speaking with Dean Weingarten, and this has been a really quick hour, speaking with Dean Weingarten. How would you like to finish this up? You need to finish up your thought that you were having prior to...
No, I think we were pretty good on Texas and the history of how they lost their right to carry handguns. And I think what I'd like to do is talk a little bit about the Ninth Circuit and a decision that came up on April 27th, where a three-judge panel, it was a split decision, 2-1, held that Judge Lasnik of Washington State did not have the authority to issue a preliminary injunction preventing a final rule change in the Department of State and Department of Commerce from taking effect. Now, this is all about the defense distributed case and 3D printing and the ability to publish computer code that can be used to print out plastic gun parts. And there are some 3D printers that do metal. They're very expensive right now. But this decision was the latest chapter in a long string of judicial action where basically the powers that be do not want people to have the First Amendment right to access computer code that can be used to make things. And the current decision is ultimately in favor of both First and Second Amendment freedoms, but the decision is exceedingly technical. Arguments about court authority, congressional intent, executive actions, but they did hold in favor of the Department of State, which was being sued by around 20-some attorney generals. It's a really strange case in many ways, but the attorney generals have not appealed to the Ninth Circuit for an in-bank panel and asked for a preliminary injunction to stop the publication of computer code files on how to print firearms parts, and the defense distributed is sending those files out onto the internet to be available. And I'd like to give some history, because it's become history, this case has gone on for so long, of how this all came about. On the 6th of May in 2013, Cody Wilson of Defense Distributed demonstrated the feasibility of using a 3D printer to make a crude single-shot pistol that would be good for maybe one or two or three shots, not very many, certainly. 3 days later, Glenn Smith of the State Department sent a letter to Wilson demanding they stop sending files about the 3D printed pistol to the internet, claiming that those files were an ITAR controlled technical data. Let's see, that's what ITAR is about, stopping very limited types of military devices from being exported from the United States. And it has already been decided in a previous court case that files, computer files, that were used for encryption were protected by the First Amendment. So it's hard to believe that computer files about 3D printers would not be defended. So then in July of 2015, 2 years later, Defense Distributed and the Second Amendment Foundation joined together to file a lawsuit against the State Department for violating First and Second Amendment rights. In June of 2018, the State Department agreed to settle the lawsuit. And they said they agreed to settle because they thought they would lose at the Supreme Court level. They'd lose the court case. So, in August of 2018, Judge Robert Lasnik of Washington State issued a temporary injunction against the final rule of the settlement. And what's interesting about this, he didn't issue an injunction really against Defense Distributed. He issued an injunction against the State Department, saying that they could not enter an already agreed to legal settlement that a court had already approved. So, basically, the three-judge panel in the Ninth Circuit said, no, you don't have the authority to do that. And it gets kind of technical. I have a link in the article that goes directly to the opinion. It's long and very technical. I mean, you can follow it, but it takes some work. And here's the thing. People have made guns outside of government control as long as guns have been available. It doesn't take a 3D printer to make a gun outside government control. They're made outside government control on virtually every continent, with a possible exception of Antarctica. There just aren't very many people in Antarctica, and they're pretty tightly controlled. But everywhere else, I can give you examples of people in small shops and individuals, often with very crude tools, making perfectly functional guns outside of government control. This is very well documented by the Small Arms Survey in Switzerland, and that's a good place to go if you want to see all the different places that guns are made in small shops and by individuals without government licenses. In addition, just a few months ago, Defense Distributed won a critical decision in the Fifth Circuit, because one of the AGs who filed the case in Washington State happens to be Gerber Grewal. I may be mispronouncing his name. And he basically threatened the people at Defense Distributed in Texas, saying, don't you dare publish this stuff or I'll come after you. But he's not a Texan, see, and in the Fifth Circuit, they said because he threatened the people in Texas, Defense Distributed could sue him for violating their First Amendment rights. That the lawsuit could continue anyway. And one of the things that they're doing in that lawsuit, I am certain, are asking for discovery of all the emails and correspondence and everything else that went on with A.G. Grewal's decision to threaten them, to prevent them from exercising their First Amendment rights. So, no one has created a new temporary injunction. The files are being distributed all over the internet, and hopefully this whole decision will become moot as the switch in authority from the State Department to the Commerce Department goes into effect with the new rule change. And we will have 3D printed files generally available on the Internet just about anywhere you are. Now, anybody who's followed this knows that gun control is a foolish idea in terms of trying to prevent crime, because people make guns when they can't get them legally. And then those guns are freely available to criminals, but not quite so available to the ordinary law-abiding citizen. And the attempt by the attorneys generals in 22 states to violate the First Amendment seems to have failed.
Well, before we run out of time, hopefully things are on the same even keel as they are today on Friday. Hopefully you'll be with me. Thank you for joining me this evening.
It's always a pleasure, Bill, and there's lots of interesting things happening.
Absolutely. This is an interesting time to be alive. Check Dean's stuff out, excuse me, at ammoland.com. Coming up next, hour number three, and, we'll be joined by Rob Morse as I attempt to try to catch up. Pretty much as much catching up as I can do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.